us all fix our eyes on Jesus as Manish encouraged us.
Lord, you are an amazing God. Lord, you are an amazing God. Lord, you are an amazing God. And I love you. I love you, Lord. Lord, you
Majestic is your name.
Come on, let's just pour out that affection towards him. Turn your affection towards the Lord this morning.
How powerful is your name.
Oh, my affection.
How wonderful is your name.
You know, we're excited singing about the beauty and the goodness of Jesus, isn't it? But there's the other side of it that Lasia echoed just now, and I was feeling the same thing. I'm looking for the words for that, that God considers us beautiful. Go ahead, read that, Meher. Somebody the mic to Meher.
The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
Amen. Amen. Now, you know, for us to take that in, that not only are we worshiping this wonderful God and dancing in his presence, but he is doing that over you. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. He's singing, he's dancing, he's rejoicing. And our response to that is we do the same to him. Amen.
Thank you. I believe God is moving in this room, and His blood is so powerful that it breaks chains. We are thankful, God, for the blood on the cross that breaks our chains. We're thankful for the freedom that we have.
You are free.
It's a prophetic season. Last 2 weeks, now last year, spoke about two sons. There's an invitation to be part of God's family, not as servants, but as sons. He's calling you, not servants, but he's calling you sons and daughters. Would you receive his invitation? He wants to shower his love and treat you like he treats a son.
You know, fear is a very real thing. And even as we were saying, this deliverance, I believe there are people here who may be gripped by fear. And the Lord would want to set you free this morning. Alright? So can we stand in God's presence? Just stand together. And, you know, you would like to just close your eyes. But we can have fear of many things. It's a spirit. Okay? Fear of the future. Fear of health. Fear of finances, jobs, relationships. Fear of, will I get married? Fear of, will I have children? Fear of, will my marriage last? Fear of all kinds of things. Okay? And just, I want you to listen to some verses from Scripture that will enable us to overcome this fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of love, of power, and self-control." Hallelujah. Okay, so God does not give us a spirit of fear. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." Amen. Yeah, God loves us. There's no fear in that love. Okay. Then, Romans 8:15, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." You know, what Austin said just now, God is calling us his sons. You know, so we don't have a spirit of slavery and fear, but of sons. Isaiah 41 verse 10, where the Lord says, "Fear not, for I am with you." Amen. Hear this again, everybody. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, that's a verse to take, to memorize, to meditate, to declare. Okay, God says, fear not, He is with you. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Aren't these wonderfully encouraging verses? Amen. We're just going to pray now. Lord, we break every hold of the enemy, the spirit of fear over the lives of people. If there's been any fear in your life, just confess it before the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me. I've been fearful of this and that. I cast it out. Come on. Oh, Lord, we thank you that perfect love casts out all fear, Lord. Thank you that you have loved us with a perfect love. Lord, we break every stronghold and every spirit of fear. We cast out in the name of Jesus this morning. Lord, we thank you that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of power, of love, and sound mind, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we release your peace. You said, peace I give you. We release your peace upon everybody. Every fearful thought we banish in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I pray that fear would be replaced with faith. Faith in you and your unchanging word, Lord. Knowing that you are there for our good. Lord, you are there. You are with us. And goodness and love and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Even as we're talking about fear, I also feel like God just wants to replace that with just, He wants to shower you with His love today. We all know God loves you, God loves you. We sing it even as kids, Jesus loves me. But I feel God wants to show you today how much He loves you. And I think God wants us to receive His love today. I mean, I don't think kids, when they jump off a stair, they're not afraid. They know their dad's going to catch them. They know their dad's going to hold their hand. There's no fear in them. And I feel like God wants us to be that today. He wants us to be like children and just jump into His arms and let Him catch you. Let go of anything holding you back. And I think God just really just wants to shower His love on each one of us today. We don't have to do anything to receive it. There's nothing that we can do that'll make us more or less worthy of His love.
Jesus, your name.
this season you're going through, a sacrifice of praise.
Speak in tongues, pour out worship to Him.
Can pass. Let's stand and sing this song, I Cast My Mind to Calvary.
I cast my mind to Calvary.